This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
Hello, we are on session 176. How y'all doing today? It's girl to woman time. Our topic of discussion today, guys, is breaking bad patterns. That is breaking bad patterns. I want to talk about this because I think this is half of most of our battles, is getting out of the habitual ineffectiveness of our habits, of our patterns, so that we can step into our greatness, so that we can do new things. Because isn't the definition of insanity is keep on doing the same things expecting different results? So we can't get those great, amazing results that we desire without being willing to break bad patterns. But before we get started, how are you guys doing today? I hope you are making the best of your day. I hope you're doing what you have to do to make this day work for you as much as possible. If you don't do nothing else for me, though, put a smile on your pretty face and walk it out as fabulous as you know how. Breaking bad patterns. Let's just talk about the word pattern in general. It's a model. It's a repeated or reoccurring form. Pattern happens all throughout our lives, all throughout relationships that we have, and personal, our personal ways of being, our preferences, our default settings, if you will, are considered to be pattern. It's a certain reoccurring model for the most part. And you can look at this as routine. You can also look at this as religion. And I mean, not necessarily from a churchy standpoint, but religion in the sense of something that is done habitually, religiously. It's time to check that ineffective routine. It's time to check that unproductive religious behavior that you have that is keeping you from that next level, that next promotion, that next past goal so you can collect $200 moment in your life. Or maybe it's collecting $2,000. I don't know. But it's time to break bad. It's time to get out of those patterns that no longer serve you, me, or no one in between. What I do understand as I have educated myself and grown into a deeper understanding of how our brain works, in a sense, it's natural for the brain to want what you have defined to be normal, even if it's dysfunctional or could be deadly to your life. It's natural for the brain to want it if it has been labeled as normal within you, within your environment, within your pattern. So I bring that up to say, what have you labeled as normal, but it's either stagnating you or potentially killing you slowly? Some of us have this issue when it comes to having very poor spending habits. Some of you have issues with overeating, emotional eating. That's a bad pattern, and it's killing you slowly. Some of you, it could be time management issues. On my porch. Yes, ma'am, Pam. So we all have something that has been, for whatever reason, deemed as normal to our brain, and it's natural for the brain to revert back to that, even if it is dysfunctional and potentially lethal. And what's even crazier about that is people will go and make excuses for the stuff that they know is not getting them to the place or the point they want to be in life. Like, you'll make excuses on, well, I'm doing this because I'm late because I live 45 minutes away. I'm late because I got caught by the train. I'm late because, and you see how I keep sticking on my own porch. I want you to apply the same concept to yourself. Whatever your bad pattern, your ineffective pattern, or your negative pattern is, do you find yourself making excuses for that dysfunction? If so, it's time to break bad patterns. Because at the end of the day, it's stopping you from becoming or reaching that next level. See, the beauty about this whole awakening process, or recognizing that it's time for you to break bad, is once you find that moment where you is like, okay, I need to stop doing this, it's imperative that we get exposed around people who are at a higher place where we desire to be. And when I say exposed, some people not everyone will be able to be exposed in a live way. So it's not like you can say, okay, I'm trying to be the next Tyler Perry and you just finna go meet people like that, you know, at your local, you know, Trader Joe's or something. You know, so I'm not saying it's if you're going to just directly just walk into a conference, but watching videos, reading books, whatever it is, reading blogs, whatever. It's time to expose yourself to where you desire to be, because you can't expect to be around the same environment or the same people who are thinking like what your normal is and expect to get a new normal. Not gonna work. You can't get the new normal without exposing yourself to new things. You have to get on your new in order for your new to become your new normal. I really hope that that makes sense. So it's imperative that when we have recognized or awakened to our dysfunction that we have labeled as normal, that we expose ourselves to the higher, to our higher self, if you will. And we do that by getting around people who have done what we desire to do. We do that by getting around people who have, to a certain degree, if you want to use the word mastered, who has mastered where we desire to go. At this point, it can be expected of you to make something happen. When people expect something from other people, especially when you know that person is at a level that you admire or that you desire to be at, you do your best to rise to the occasion. Even if you miss the moon, you're still amongst the stars. But the point is, you still had to rise in order to get up in that orbit, in that sphere of greatness. So when you decide to awaken and you start moving yourself up in the sense of exposing yourself to where you desire to be, it shifts you from going to I'm gonna stay in my dysfunction, to I expect myself to do better. It's something about when you get around people who are doing great things or acting on their dreams or have a certain state of luxury that you admire. It's something about getting in that atmosphere or exposing yourself to some form of that energy and rhythm that can get on you. It's contagious. It's no different from the flu. If you get around people who are sick, it will not be a shocker that you get sick too. But see, many of us want to stay in the midst of the people who we already know are very similar to us, because for one, it's normal. But for two, just in case you fail, you don't have to feel like you've left your comfort zone.
When we put ourselves in environments, whether they're clubs, whether they're certain organizations, whatever have you, when we put ourselves in an environment that causes us to step out of our dysfunctional normalcy and step into more of our next level of greatness, our next level of stretching ourselves to become, environments like that force you to speak your future. It forces you to get more detailed with your vision. But so many of us actually get scared of this in a sense. And I think it's kind of unconscious. We get scared of the potential of the success. Scared of success. Or on the flip side of that, you want to give yourself a little safety net. So instead of you trying to speak over your future, you start to become reluctant because in the back of your mind, if it doesn't work, let me stay close to my dysfunctional normal. So I won't speak it just in case it don't work. I don't want nobody to say, I told you so. I told you you're just going to be like everybody else or whatever. So many people so focused on, but what if it doesn't work? It's important for you to give yourself room to mess up, but don't give yourself enough room to stay stuck. I enjoy listening to John C. Maxwell because he's the king of leadership development and he has such a nice southern twang, but I don't know, his audiobooks sound just, I don't mind listening to him. But he had this quote that I realized later realized was from Ralph Waldo Emerson. And it says, treat a man as he is and he will remain as he is. Treat a man as he could be and he will become whatever he should be. The reason we can't be around our dysfunctional normal for too long because those same people will treat you exactly how they see you because that's all they see for themselves. But when we get around people who see what we can be or what we should be, it's very easy to become that because you start to borrow their lens of expectation on your life. You know the greatness is within you, but it's something powerful about getting around people who can also see it and pull it up out of you. And this is why it's very important for us to break these bad patterns. Our greatness, our destiny depends on it. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents. Head on over to anijohnson.com/S176 and leave me your thoughts. I thank you so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast, and I pray that I'm sharing value with you that helps empowers you to have a healthier and happier relationship with yourself in every way. Please feel free to share this with a friend or family member today. And I also want to hear from you through the feedback of sharing your review on either iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, wherever you may listen to me. Let me know what you think, how I can better serve you, or if there's something that you want me to talk about and share my perspective on. Let me know. I would truly appreciate it. Until we talk again, please know that you are amazing, even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.